Okay, so then, Vedanta Sutra, we have chapter 2, Pada 4. Okay, so then, we have second adhyaya of Pada 4. Pratya Parihara, defeat of atheistic conclusions on the theory of the origin of senses and prana. So even if you do that, then they'll try to get something else there. You know, so you're trying to hold on to something. So all these schools, they try to hold on to some aspect. You can't get one, you get another. You know, and then the idea is once I get, if I can keep one of them, I can try to expand it back again. Pada 4, Prakashika. In the third pada, the Sutrakar refuted various misconceptions about the elements described in the Shrutis. Padas 3 and 4 are dedicated solely to the process of creation. This entails that the circumstances are a pralaya, when everything is non-existent except the tripada vibhuti and the Supreme Lord. Srila Vyas has alienated the theme of the discussion from the most subtle to the least subtle, and finally the gross. Hence, the progression is vividly observed as we go ahead from the third pada into the fourth. Pada 4 is dedicated to refuting the misconceptions about prana. Right? Because why is there life? Right? Because the soul's there, but the soul doesn't give life to the body. Right? When the soul is present in the body, there is life. But who's doing that? Right? Because the soul is only conscious. Consciousness doesn't mean that the dead matter is going to move about. That's because Krishna is prana, not material energy. It may be life airs are moving, but what makes the life air move? You know, what defines that there's a specific amount of earth, water, fire, air, and ether? That's Krishna. Right? Because the elephant has a lot of it and the ant has a small amount of it. Right? You know, so it's like that. Who is the origin of prana? Is the origin of prana literal or metaphorical? Because right? This also comes up, is that for one's arguments you try to say, oh, it's metaphorical, it's not real. But it's actually real. Right? What does prana mean? These are some of the argumentative questions. However, in effect, the truth will be known that Brahman, being the origin of prana, and prana being material, its creation is literal. Prana is evaluated to mean senses, and Brahman as well, depending on the context. Right. So here another aspect is that the prana can mean the senses, and it can mean the Brahman. Because we'll generally take it to life, but the point is when there's life symptoms, you see the senses work. Like you say someone's unconscious, how do you know? Because the senses don't function. And as soon as you say the senses function. Right? And then as Brahman, because as we know is that Brahman is what makes, pervades everything and makes it alive. Right? This point has been clarified very early in Vedanta Sutra 1.3.30. Shastra drishya tupadesho vama deva vat. It was explained that senses are not called voices, eyes, ears, or minds. The senses are called prana because their functions are dependent on prana. Right? That's how they work. When prana is there, they work. Because otherwise, someone who prana is not there, the senses are in the body. But if there's no prana in the body, the senses don't work. Right? Okay. So it's not the senses. We'll think of that as the senses, but it's not. Right? So this kind of analysis is just so that we can separate what's the difference between matter and spirit, because we're trying to figure out is Brahman. So Brahman being the most subtle, therefore our approach is going to be through appreciating that there's something more subtle than what we're dealing with now. We have the gross body, then you have the subtle body, then you have the metaphysical aspects like that, then you have the Brahman aspect, then the Paramatma, then Bhagavan. You know, so it keeps going up. Okay. Next, the primary prana is dealt at length because of its first occurrence. It is explained that the primary prana, too, has its origin in Brahman. That is neither air nor the activities of air. That is not the jiva, but serves as the instrument of the jiva in its material existence. That is the primary agent of the jiva with the most important activity of monitoring the senses, and hence is not itself a sense. That it is atomic in size, that it has five functions, and finally the fact that Brahman rules the senses and prana will be proven true by the sutrakar. Right, so the jiva is different from the senses, because otherwise, then okay, we're not the body, but we could be the senses, you know. So it's just a matter of all the Vedanta sutras. Any possible deviation you could have from the actual Vaishnav Siddhanta that's possible analytically, then Vedanta sutra deals with. Right, yeah, but what you're going to do with that knowledge and all that kind of thing, that it will mention, but it won't give the detail. That's Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's why it's the natural commentary. Right? What you do with this knowledge. Okay.
But guys, you can say that the Vedanta Sutra refers to get out about the ignorance.
Yes, removes ignorance. Mm-hmm. So we're in knowledge, because then in knowledge you can tell the difference between matter and spirit.
Yes.
But if you're in ignorance or passion, you can't tell.
Yes.
Right? Because, yes, because of attachment. Because in ignorance, everything's upside down.
Yes.
Anyway. And in passion, you're so overwhelmed with the operation, the secondary, to get a particular result that you say you'll be happy with, that the primary aspect you just don't see. So, by being functioning in goodness, using the intelligence and knowledge, then you have the capacity to tell the difference. But the point is, it's still only revealed by the Lord. Right? You put in the effort and knowledge, then you gain that knowledge. Right? It means if you use this knowledge, you know, in pursuance of bhakti, you gain knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Because Krishna's reciprocated. Right? But if you cultivate devotion, even you don't analytically study these things, you will still understand the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But in applying that devotion, you have to apply the devotion in an area that matches your conditioning. Right? Because we identify with the conditioning, therefore we use the conditioning. We don't identify with the conditioning, we don't have to use it. You know, like the examples like Dattatreya and the Avadhut Brahman, they didn't have to use it. Right? But if we identify with it, then we have to use it. And so therefore, because we identify what is there, then we apply that. So one of the areas is study, is knowledge. So that's one of the aspects of religion that we engage in the Lord's service. Someone who doesn't have that interest or ability, they don't engage that. They engage something else. Is that, you know? So here is that you're connecting the senses to the intelligence. Right? Rather than the senses to just the body and mind. Yeah. But so, you know, there has to be a proper balance of those. You know, it's like the science is the senses connected to intelligence. Art means the science, the senses are connected to the mind. So the natural, the Vedic, you have a balance. Right? Like that. So you have art that's based on science. Or science that expressed through art, depending upon, you know, the individual. But the point is it's all to please Krishna. Okay. So. On the debatable question as to whether the jiva, Hiranyagarbha, or the Supreme Self creates names and forms, it will be proved that the Supreme Self is the creator of names and forms, and hence the self-supporting Brahman doesn't require an agency of jiva for the task of creation. Right? So in that aspect, then he is jiva. Right? Brahman is jiva. Or here, Hiranyagarbha. So all the different aspects that are there in the creation, and all the senses, the various kind of senses, the sense objects, their interaction, that's actually Hiranyagarbha. But the jiva can take part.
How, Maharaj?
How does the jiva? Because of their desire.
That's what I meant.
Means by desire.
desire.
Yeah, it means the living entity desires something, but the jiva is too small to carry it out. So the universal form, through the particular, you know, the agency of that particular body, which is the manifestation of that, of the universal form, then those things can be taken care of. Right?
The jiva, he has only one thing, desire.
He only has desire, yeah. That's all that actually has. That's the whole point, is that if you really want to take the wind out of material existence, that's all you have. Everything else, the Lord is taking care of through his energies. That's it. You don't have anything else. You don't have anything else. You know, but the point is, since it's a personal relationship between the living entity and Krishna, then that medium is not a problem. It's only a problem here because identifying with the mundane, we don't engage in Krishna service, right? But if we engage in Krishna service, you don't have to make the distinction. Does that make sense?
We create the problem, yeah.
Yes, we create the problem. And then we complain about it. Yeah. So that's the thing, is that it's not attachment, it's what you're attached, how you're applying that attachment. Right? It's not that you're conscious or yet you're individual. None of these are a problem. It's how you're using it. So if you're using it to please Krishna, then it's glorious, then it's the eternal position. So that the jiva has a body, and in that body serves Krishna like that eternally, that's the nature. But when we give up that position and use a reflected form, that the body isn't us, and everything we're dealing with is temporary, and it's not about connecting it to Krishna as the permanent. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just that, so sometimes we get the ideas that from the impersonalism that you have to get rid of these things. You know, it's just like, let's say you're playing or you're cooking, but you're not properly following the recipe. You just have to properly follow the recipe. But the Mayavadi's problem is you're not following the recipe, you're getting bad results. You know, that recipe is being applied in the kitchen with utensils and ingredients and all that, and you're getting a bad result. So therefore, to solve the problem, we'll get rid of everything. No kitchen, no ingredients, no pots, no cooking, not even the cook. Right? And that solves the problem. So it's not a well thought out system. That's the difficulty. So the point is that's where, just follow the recipe. You follow the recipe, everything works nice and everything's perfect. But you're doing it to please Krishna. So the karma is following the recipe for themselves. Right? The you know, but they're using cooking. The person who doesn't know the cook, or the vikarmi, he makes up his own recipes and all that, yes, and then wonders why it doesn't come out good. You know what I'm saying? Like that. And so that, and then the jnanis, then they just say, get rid of the whole thing and that'll make me happy. You know, I don't like washing dishes anyway, so, you know, just get rid of the whole process. You know. But it's natural to function in that environment. Just do it right for Krishna, right? So the vikarmis, the karmis, and the jnanis, they're just doing it for themselves, right? The akarmi is also for themselves. They're not doing anything, thinking that they'll get more benefit from not doing than if they do. Right?
Yeah. We have the freedom.
Yes, you have the freedom. Right. And they make songs about it.
Sutra got in conclusion.
Okay. The Sutrakar, in conclusion, wraps up the Pada by bringing the discussion to the grossest, which is the creation of physical body, thereby proving the body is made up of all three elements, earth, fire, and water. This demolishes the opposition's claim of discrediting the Shrutis as being of confused opinion. In essence, Pada 4 aims at confuting all the biased objections against the Vedantic tenets on the topic of creation of prana, senses and life force. Thus, Pada 4 of the second adhyaya proves the Vedantic conclusion that Brahman is the source of prana, thus refuting all opposing views. So, end here. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandi.